our Bible reading is not a traditional Bible reading, but then this is not a traditional nativity, I should warn you. So this is from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1. Paul writes, "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free of accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel you have heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant." And so, on to our nativity. I want to, first of all, say what a wonderful job our young people have done in getting this nativity ready this morning. They received the script for this just 2 weeks ago, and have been working on it ever since. So it might not be polished or pristine, but neither was the first nativity. But now comes the time when nerves give way to excitement, and when everyone is here to cheer you on and support you. So without further ado, prepare to be dazzled as we bring you our nativity.
Welcome, oh welcome now. Come one and all. Ring the bells, light the lights, and deck the hall. We have a story that spans all ages, but you won't find it like this in the Bible's pages. Dickens once wrote of a man named Scrooge. His book was quite popular. In fact, it was huge. With our leading role as before Ebenezer, transformed to a saint from a treacherous geezer. Our story starts way back in Acts chapter 7. When he stood by and watched as young Steve went to heaven. He was firmly against the whole Christian thing and would stop anyone who dared call Jesus king. But one day on the road with Damascus in sight, I suppose that our man saw the light. A Christmas carol this is not, but let us not stall. Good people, we bring you a Christmas Paul.
Oh no, here we are on another mission.
Quiet, he might hear us.
You two, Nebuchadnezzar, what are you talking about?
Nothing, Saul.
Nothing, sir.
Come on, you should be excited. This is the big one, Damascus.
Where's that then?
Syria, I think. It's just down this road.
Syria? It sounds like a long way away.
Yes, it is a long way down this road, but it'll be worth it. there are lots of Christians in Damascus, and I finally got this warrant from the high priest to tell them to stop it or else.
Here we go again.
Another persecution.
You didn't think working for a religious leader would be fun, did you?
No.
Just maybe occasionally kind and, I don't know, tolerant.
Tolerant? Humbug. Wherever did you get that idea?
Love your neighbour as yourself.
Oh, that little commandment. I'm very well qualified to explain why that doesn't apply to people we disagree with. But there's not time today. We've got to get a move on. I'm in the mood for some hardline authoritarian persecution.
Oh, great.
What was that?
Oh, great.
That's better. Hurry up now. We might get to Damascus before nightfall. Jeepers, what was that?
It's Jesus, not Jeepers.
Who are you?
I'm Jesus, the one you're persecuting.
I thought you were dead.
I was, but now I'm alive again. It's called resurrection. One day you'll understand.
Who are you talking to, Saul?
You can't see him?
I can hear his voice.
It's Jesus. Apparently he has risen after all.
Oh, the one whose followers you're persecuting.
That's the one.
Listen, Saul, we haven't got much time. I've got other people to convert today, so this is what we'll do. In a little while, you'll lose your sight. That's what the Bible will record. But first, I want to show you something. I want to take you back in time.
Time travel? Can you do that?
When it's necessary.
Great Scott!
You'll have to learn to trust me, Saul. Trust me now.
Can these two come along too?
Oh, I suppose, just this once. Hold on to your hats. We're going back 34 years or so. Next stop, Bethlehem.
So this was the start of Saul's life-changing day that would alter his outlook and even his name. He began on a mission with hatred so vast and now goes on a journey to see Christmas fast. Now welcome to Bethlehem, ancient and old. It's dusty and windswept, but not very cold. The city is bustling, the hillside serene. The stars in the bright sky look down on the scene. There are sheep in the fields and young children at play, but not as much snow as your carols might say.
Won't we be seeing Jesus?
You three will be seen, but no one else will see me yet.
What's Jesus now doing now, Saul?
He's just walking ahead of us.
My friends are never going to believe this.
So what now?
We're looking for a little inn with a stable at the back. When we get there, you'll see where I was born. But first, look behind that tree. You'll find some costumes and some gifts.
Why do we need costumes, Jesus?
We can't have you wearing clothes from 30 years in the future. The fashion is all wrong.
And you think these clothes will look normal?
Wow, what expensive gifts.
You can't go and see a baby empty-handed.
Won't this alter history in some way?
Not if you do things exactly as I tell you. You need to go to that hotel over there, speak to the innkeeper, tell him that you've come on a great journey following a bright light. Tell him that you're looking for Mary, Joseph, and a baby. A very special baby.
What if he asks where we've come from?
Let's all do all the talking. He'll think of something.
What is it now? Can't you read the sign? No vacancies. We don't want any more visitors, well-wishers, or distant relations.
Greetings, kind innkeeper.
Who are you?
We've come on a long journey to see a baby.
Not you as well. Join the club. We've had no end of strange people coming to see this baby. What's your story?
We followed a bright light. The king sent us.
The king?
Yes, the king. The Lord, his majesty.
You're not from around here, are you?
No.
What's your accent?
Tarsus.
That explains it. Well, I'm not sure I can let you in. What are those gifts you're carrying? Is there anything to declare?
Oh, of course. We wouldn't ask to come in if we couldn't pay you for your trouble, sir.
That's more like it. Around the back, second stable on the left.
Thank you, most generous host. We're very sorry to disturb you, but we've travelled a great distance across many years to see you.
You're welcome here.
We don't have much here, but we can give you our welcome and our friendship.
This is our newborn baby, Jesus, our son.
I've heard he's the son of God, the Messiah.
We believe that too.
Is it true?
So the angels have told us.
And the shepherds have confirmed it.
Such a poor place to be born.
For a king.
He's no ordinary king. He won't surround himself in riches. He'll be a kingdom for the poor and the outcast as well. A kingdom for all who love God.
He will open up God's salvation for the whole world. And maybe you can share his message far and wide, wherever you may come from.
Yes, I mean, maybe.
The gifts.
Oh, we almost forgot. We brought some gifts to honour him. We've got some gold.
This one smells like frankincense.
And this is myrrh, I think. It looks like it.
Thank you, you're very kind.
These truly are gifts fit for a king.
Well, we'll be getting off now. It's been an experience.
A wonderful experience.
Thank you. God bless you, little Jesus.
Maybe we'll meet again sometime in the future.
Goodbye and peace be with you.
That was my family. That was me. And you should listen to them. What they said about me is true.
Is this all just some sort of dream?
This was the past. Now let's go back to the future!
The future?
Well, your present. You might want to cover your eyes. There'll be another bright flash.
Once in Royal David's city, three wise men did see the king. In a stable, cold and gritty, lavish gifts they all did bring. Now they move through time and space, to the present, back to base. When the church was very young, not so grand and highly strung, Christians would just meet in homes, reading sacred words and poems, praying, helping, breaking bread, sharing food till all were fed, brave and loving without bias, like this home of Ananias.
Ananias, the meal is ready. We're all at the table.
Yes, dear. I'm just making sure the door is locked.
Is this a special meal, Daddy?
Every meal we have together is special, Julia.
She means, is this another meal where we break bread and remember Jesus?
Oh, yes, it is.
Is it Jesus' birthday?
Nobody knows when Jesus' birthday is. Only his mother would know that.
Well, why do we keep on having special meals for him?
It's because he's our king, Julia, our saviour. He died for us and rose again, and we don't want to forget that.
On the night when he was betrayed, he shared a meal like this with his 12 disciples.
Even the one who betrayed him?
Yes, even him.
Wow, he must have so much love to share. Jesus is great, isn't he?
If only everyone thought that.
I've heard that Saul of Tarsus is on the move again.
Please don't mention his name here, not at our family dinner table.
Sorry, Eunice, dearie, but I'm just a bit worried.
What can we do? Have faith, Mother. Jesus is with us. Anyway, let's get on with the meal.
Of course. Let's give thanks to God. Shall we? Let's pray.
Oh, I don't believe it. Why does something always have to interrupt our meal together? Julia, can you get it? It's probably one of your friends anyway.
Who is it, Julia?
It's Jesus and a man called Saul.
Don't be silly, darling. Stop fooling around. Who is it really?
Hang on a minute. What's going on? Who are...
It's like your daughter said, I'm Jesus. I know you and you know me. But this is the first time we've met face to face, and this is someone I'd like you to meet. His name's Saul.
Hello. I'm having something of an experience today. I'm not sure whether it's real or not, so bear with me.
Saul of Tarsus?
The very same.
Jesus, I don't understand. Why would you bring him here? We should be falling down and worshipping you, but we're all just a bit confused.
How do we know it's really you, Jesus? I've seen scams like this before.
Ask me anything, only something I would know.
When's your birthday, Jesus?
I told you, Julia, no one knows when Jesus' birthday is.
The 25th of December?
The 25th of December? Really?
But don't tell anyone. I wouldn't want people making a big thing out of it.
Anyone want to know my birthday?
Some other time, perhaps.
Why did you bring him here, Jesus?
I wanted him to see what my family should be like. I wanted him to understand what you're really like.
Well, here we are, breaking bread around the table. Would you like to join us?
Ananias, could I have a word?
Yes, what is it, dear?
Both of them, really. I mean, no objection to Jesus, but Saul is a persecutor, an extremist. He's been terrorizing the Christian movement.
Both of them. If Jesus could share a meal with the one who betrayed him, then so can we.
You're both very welcome.
This is very kind. I don't think I've eaten all day.
Open the best wine too.
Mum! Sorry, I meant to say I'll get it.
So what's everybody's name?
I'm Ananias, and this is my wife, Eunice. And this is our daughter, Julia. And this is her mother, Lois. And this is our youngest, Julie, and this is our youngest, little Sarah. This is our youngest, little Sarah.
We named her after your great 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 grandmother.
She'll be thrilled.
And this is our little boy, Timothy.
Or as everybody calls him, Tiny Timothy.
And what do you have to say for yourself, Tiny Timothy?
God bless us, everyone. God bless us, everyone.
After such a perfect scene, we could just finish here, but Jesus has more work to do to make his purpose clear. So to the future Saul must go, to a prison cell so glum, to meet the prospect of himself in a future yet to come.
Where are we now, Jesus?
This is the future. 30 years into your future, to be precise.
My future? You mean I'm going to meet my future self?
That's right. At least it's the person you could be, if you decide to follow me. His name's Paul.
Paul? You mean I changed my name?
Everything about you changes. With the help of the Holy Spirit, you will grow into a rather different person.
So, where on earth are we?
This is Rome. It's the capital of the world, and you've been here for several years preaching the gospel and working with the church. Several times you've been imprisoned for sake of the gospel, and this will be your last time.
My last time? You mean I'm going to be set free?
Don't you understand, Saul? When you accept me and receive my forgiveness, you're already set free. Whatever happens from then on can't change that. Go meet yourself.
Hello, Paul?
Yes, that's me. And you are?
I'm...
Why, of course, you're me. I remember this. I knew this day would come. I half wondered whether it was all a dream all those years ago. But here we are again. This is the moment when I meet myself.
Great Scott!
I know, this is heaven.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. Look at me, I'm an old...
Careful!
I'm an old, more mature man.
Well rescued.
Thank goodness I've still got my hair.
Yeah. And your good looks.
So, what are you doing here?
Well, that Emperor Nero, you know, he got me again. That old fox. But that's okay. I can still be effective from prison.
Effective doing what?
Well, working for Jesus, of course. Spreading the gospel of God's love and reconciliation. Do you know this good news yet?
I'm learning.
Well, as I wrote in one of my letters, I said, in Christ, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things by making peace through his blood on the cross.
You wrote that? That's not bad.
Not bad? It's the best news ever.
So, what are you writing now?
Well, I'm writing another letter, of course. If I can't go out into the world talking to people, then I'll encourage the Christians who are. This one is for Timothy.
Timothy? I've just met a young boy named Timothy.
Yes, it's the one that they call Tiny Timothy. Thanks to your teaching and encouragement, young Timothy has become one of the most important leaders of the church around Ephesus. You know, you can be an inspirational figure if you put your mind to it, even if I do say so myself.
What else have you done?
Oh, what else have I done? You're not going to believe it. I've travelled around the empire. I've sailed the Mediterranean. I've started churches and preached to thousands. I've been beaten. I've been arrested, and you'll never guess, I've even been shipwrecked. I've had many arguments, and I've made many friends. It's been a wonderful life, and you've got it all to come.
I don't feel ready for this.
Oh, you'll get there. And you'll make mistakes, but Jesus will always help you. Trust him, and as he grows in you, you'll go from strength to strength.
I don't know what to do.
Well, you've got to trust in yourself too. If Jesus is calling you, he obviously sees something in you. You've got great faith and dedication. It's just been a little bit, well, misplaced. But I know you'll make the right choice.
Thanks for the advice.
Well, remember it. You'll have to give it to yourself in about 30 years. Now, you'd better get back to Jesus. I've got a letter to finish before the guards come for me.
So here ends the scene of Revelation, a paradox in time and space. Will this be young Saul's salvation, seeing his future face to face? Makes you think, though, at the end of the day, if you met your younger self, what would you say? Meeting yourself can come as a shock, especially when winding forward the clock. But young Saul doesn't have much time to dwell, and if God does a job, he does it well. So now with the audience truly entranced, their last trip would be even further advanced.
What's happening, Jesus? Where are we? What's going to happen now?
We're reaching the end of our time together, Saul. So I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. He's going to take us out of the realm of the Bible and 2,000 years into the future.
2,000 years?
We're going to a place called Market Harborough, where, like, every year they're celebrating something called Christmas.
What's that?
You'll find out. Here he is now. This is the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
He looks scary.
Oh, he wants us to follow him.
Come along now, everybody. We'll never get this carol learnt in time for the production. Can you please put your phones down and listen? All right, from the top. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
What is that? I've never seen anything like that. Is it some sort of god or idol?
It's a tree, decorated with sparkly things. It's for celebrating my birth.
Your birth? Didn't you say this was 2,000 years in the future?
Yep.
And people are still celebrating it?
Hey man, we love it.
Christmas man, it's epic.
Best time of the year.
Presents and parties and Christmas movies.
What's the movie?
Like Elf or Home Alone?
Quiet, everybody. Let's try that again with a bit more melody.
Hey, man. Nice coat.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
What's that song about? God and sinners reconciled. Where have I heard that before?
Maybe it's something you wrote.
So, these people are celebrating your birth 2,000 years later, singing songs based on words that I wrote.
This is Christmas, man. Why are you so confused? It happens every year. It's awesome.
What's so good about it?
We get time off school, we get lots of chocolate, and we send gifts to each other.
You send gifts to each other? Presents? To celebrate Jesus?
Not gifts. Gifts like this.
What on earth is that?
It's a funny dancing reindeer. It's what Christmas is all about.
Perhaps this isn't the best example of what Christianity has achieved in 2,000 years. But you played a huge part in getting it going in the early days. And your words are still read by millions today. Words of hope and salvation.
Excuse me, can we sing something now? It is Christmas after all. Maybe you can do better than these guys.
We're coming to the end of our adventure. You need some time to think about what you've seen. I'm going to send you back to Ananias. You'll lose your sight for a while. And when you're ready, when he prays for you, you'll see everything in new eyes.
I think I'm ready now. I really can't go back to my old life now that I've met you, Jesus.
Are you really ready, Saul?
No. I mean, not Saul. Call me Paul. And I guess I should say, Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy Birthday, Jesus.
Well done, Paul.
Here ends our nativity, a slightly different version. A tale of time travel, a tale of conversion. A story of Paul, who became a changed man. A story of finding a place in God's plan. More than all this, it's a gospel of love. God's love in the flesh, come from heaven above. And spreading around the world to meet us here. And not really about the dancing reindeer. So we hope you've enjoyed it. Now that it's done, we say again, God bless us, everyone.